Welcome to my podcast, a first Alpina medium for all employees, as well as fans and everybody who wants to become part of First Alpina in the future. This episode was translated from the German interview with AI.
In this episode of my podcast, we return to a topic that is very close to the heart of Voestalpine, the reduction of CO2 emissions. In steel production, this is achieved, among other things, by using electric arc furnaces instead of the blast furnaces previously used. But what about the further processing of steel? We will take a look at the efforts in the metal forming division and welcome Klaus Pammer, who is responsible for sustainability in this division.
Hello, and thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Mr. Pammer, let's start by having you explain your area of responsibility to our listeners.
Yes, I am responsible for sustainability in the metal forming division. Sustainability is a very broad field, and we have placed a strong focus on CO2 reduction. This is reflected in our campaign name Count to Zero, which creatively incorporates CO2 at the beginning to emphasize our commitment to reducing carbon emissions.
You have been working in the field of sustainability for quite some time. What changes have you observed in recent years?
I have been with Voestalpine for over 20 years. Right after my studies, I studied environmental engineering in Leoben. I had the opportunity to work on the environmental management system at Voestalpine Stahl Linz. Back then, major topics included air pollution, waste management, circular economy, and energy consumption. After working in various areas within Voestalpine, I have now returned to my original focus, sustainability. A lot has changed. Issues such as air emissions and energy consumption remain important, but CO2 reduction has become the defining topic of our time. Climate change was already recognized 20 years ago, but the urgency and scale of the issue today are unprecedented. The importance of this topic within companies is also incomparable to what it was two decades ago.
So there has been a significant shift. You represent the metal forming division of Voestalpine. What exactly does this division do, and how does it differ from the sister divisions?
Before I briefly describe our four business areas, one thing that defines us is our strong international presence. We have locations in South America, North America, across Europe, and even in Africa and Asia. Regarding our four business units, I'll give a quick overview. The Tubes and Sections business unit, as the name suggests, focuses on tubes and profiles. This includes forming tubes from sheet steel and manufacturing precision tubes in our Rotec group. Major sites include Krems and Krieglack in Austria, but also locations in Belgium, England, the USA, and Brazil. The Automotive Components unit specializes in automotive parts such as body components, pressed parts, stamped parts, and laser-welded sheet metal blanks. We operate the world's largest laser blank welding facility in Linz, Austria, with other major locations in Germany, the Netherlands, the USA, and China. Precision Strip focuses on the production of precision strip steel, such as bandsaw blades and knife steel. We have plants in Austria, Sweden, and North America. Finally, Warehouse and Rack Solutions specializes in designing high bay warehouse systems, including the Krems Final Technic, Netcon, and Torii brands, which we acquired last year.
So, a truly international and large-scale operation.
Yes, and to answer your question about the difference from other divisions, we process steel, primarily steel, but also aluminum. That means we purchase steel, often from Voestalpine Stahl, and then press, stamp, assemble, and sell the final products to our customers.
Voestalpine is implementing Austria's largest climate protection program by transitioning steel production to green electric arc furnace technology, GreenTech Steel. We've discussed this extensively in our podcast. The metal forming division further processes steel. Where do you see potential for CO2 emission reductions here?
Before diving into that, let me briefly explain the concept of the product carbon footprint, PCF. Also known as the CO2 footprint, it measures the total carbon emissions generated during the production of a product. In English, this is often referred to as cradle to gate, meaning from raw material extraction to the factory gate. When we examine our products in the metal forming division, around 80 to 90% of their CO2 footprint comes from the material itself, steel or aluminum. That means if we want to produce a CO2 reduced product, we must use CO2-reduced raw materials. That's where GreenTech Steel comes in.
I've heard that customers are now specifically asking for CO2-reduced steel. How do you label such products?
We work closely with our sister division, First Alpina Stahl, to use their GreenTech Steel branding for our products when applicable. This means that a car door or a structural profile made with CO2-reduced steel can be labeled GreenTech Steel Edition. Additionally, for products made with CO2-reduced materials from other sources, since we also operate in Brazil, China, the USA, etc., we use the label DCAP, short for decarbonization, to indicate that the material is CO2-reduced.
Beyond the product carbon footprint, are there other sustainability initiatives within the metal forming division? Do you have specific sustainability targets?
Yes, we have three concrete sustainability goals: reducing scope 1 and 2 emissions by 30% from 2019 to 2029, reducing scope 3 emissions by 25% in the same period. Under our Countdown to Zero initiative, we aim to get as close to net zero emissions as possible for scope 1 and 2 by 2035.
You mentioned Countdown to Zero, which creatively integrates CO2 into the name. Can you share some specific actions behind this initiative?
Of course. The key areas we focus on include energy efficiency, reducing energy consumption through efficient lighting, advanced burner systems, and heat pump technology instead of gas heating, green energy, using only renewable electricity in Germany and Austria, and increasing self-generated energy. Currently, we produce 20% of our energy through hydropower and solar panels. CO2, reduction in raw materials, partnering with suppliers to procure lower carbon steel and aluminum. Awareness building, educating employees and attracting young professionals by positioning sustainability as a core company value.
Raising awareness is crucial to achieving these goals. Mr. Pammer, thank you for this fascinating discussion. It's impressive how much can be done and is already being done for climate protection beyond GreenTech Steel.
Thank you for the conversation.
Here are the three key takeaways from today's episode. The Metal Forming Division is a global leader in producing automotive parts, custom tubes, and precision steel tubes. GreenTech Steel is also relevant for this division, particularly in reducing the product carbon footprint. The CO2 Countdown to Zero initiative outlines strategies to achieve net zero emissions over the long term. That was episode 20 of my podcast. If you like what you hear, subscribe on your favorite platform. In episode 21, we'll introduce the comprehensive occupational health services at First Alpina's largest single site in Linz, featuring Sylvia Hammerstelzmüller and psychologist Charlotte Dichtel.
First Alpina, one step ahead.